dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. And it's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man who ran a red light was rushing because he wanted fried chicken. According to the report, the driver was caught blowing through a red light on April 17th. When asked why he disregarded the traffic stop, he explained that he was, quote, in a rush to Nando's Chickens to get Nando's chicken for the kids. Nando's is a popular fried chicken restaurant in the area. Nando's chicken is good, but to put risk every time you drive through a red light, there is simply no excuse. The driver was issued a $227 fine and given 6 demerit points on his license.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Yeah. Dummy number two, dummy number two. Dummy two. A man is accused of importing 3 pieces of pottery covered in $600,000 worth of meth paste. Police said Omar Palencia, 30, had 3 pieces of pottery shipped to his home in Florida. That is a shock. Palencia told undercover deputies he was planning to cook the meth out of the pottery, which would yield more than 22 pounds of crystal meth. The haul would be worth $600,000. The pieces were dipped in liquid methamphetamine, and then carefully they placed glass squares on the vase to make it look like it had been beautiful pottery, Polk County Sheriff said. Palencia was arrested on charges of trafficking, 2 counts of possession of a vehicle used in drug traffics, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
Dummy. La dee dee, de la dee dum is dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is brought to us this week by our reader, who is Peter in Decatur. For being our reader, Peter gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Peter.
This is Peter in Decatur for You Big Dummy. Nearly a year after a policeman ticketed Aidin Mahik for loudly belching next to him, the man has won on appeal. Mahik was at an amusement park eating a kebab when he let out a huge burp. An officer was next to him and went on to fine Mahik. On the ticket, the officer said Mahik violated, quote, public decency with a loud belt next to a police officer, end of quote. Mahik was fined 70 euros, about 75 U.S. dollars. However, the courts have now ruled in Mahik's favor. It says there was, quote, never proof that he burped to disrespect the officer. Mahik's belch resonated in Austria long after it was emitted. Groups organized to support him, and a kebab chain paid for Mahik to go on a trip to Istanbul. And now, back to you, Nick.
Oh. That's great. Also, great job, Peter. Really nice job on that delivery.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A burglar who entered a store through the ceiling was almost caught when he couldn't get out of the store. Security cameras were rolling on April 17th when the man broke into the clothing store through the ceiling of the business. The surveillance footage shows the man walking around the store for a few moments before he triggered a burglar alarm. The alarm led the man to scramble to get back out through the hole he made in the ceiling. He had trouble reaching the opening. The video showed the man climbing up some shelves to reach the ceiling and then falling back to the floor seconds later. He ransacked the store in an attempt to escape, police said. The man eventually fled the store after locating an exit door.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy five. Police have released video that shows a man who robbed a bank attempting to escape by riding a bike. He then dropped cash on the street while fleeing. The robbery took place at a credit union in York County, Pennsylvania. According to Sergeant Brian Wilbur, the suspect entered the credit union and demanded money. No weapon was displayed. He then left the bank with an undisclosed amount. Upon reviewing security footage, authorities discovered video of the alleged thief jumping on the bike and riding away. At one point, the thief drops the money. He then stops, doubles back, and attempts to pick up the cash. His escape was further delayed by the wind, which blew several bills around. Finally, after picking up half of the money, the man walks back to the bike, leaving some of the money still on the ground. Police are asking for the public's help to identify this clumsy suspect and ask anyone with information to call.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
All right. We have to, we got to vote here. So we've got a little recap here. The dummy who ran a red light trying to get fried chicken. The dummy who tried to smuggle meth via pottery. The dummy who ticketed a guy for belching in public. The dummy who busted a store after he couldn't reach the ceiling. And the dummy who tried to use a bike for a bank robbery and dropped the cash. All right. I see Vic, so Vic, we'll get to you in a second. Dan, who are you voting for?
You know, the funny thing about the guy who got caught in the store and trying to get back up to the ceiling is that he eventually got out through an exit door.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't think about going back to the exit door. The great thing about five is, I mean, just I could see him trying to pick up those bills. Yes. And just the wind. But I think Peter and Decatur's delivery on dummy number three puts it over the top
with the
for me.
With getting ticketed for burping, and then like the fact that people, you know, got behind him, you know, and I also think it's really funny he was eating a kebab and they find him euros. Hold on a second now, wait a minute. All right. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, who are you voting for?
Let's go with the guy that decided to rob a bank and use a bicycle as a getaway car. You know, I was going to say, I was second-guessing myself because he hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then again, I think that's more of an indictment on local law enforcement. You can't find a bank robber who got away on a bike.
Yeah, and half the money gone.
Yeah.
So, all right. And in the traffic cut, Esmeralda, where are you going?
I'm going to go with the kebab burper.
The kebab burper.
Because I kind of feel his pain.
Yeah.
If he, I get it. Sometimes you burp and it really smells.
Right.
But you don't mean any harm.
Yeah.
You just got to let it out.
That's right. I mean, it's just digestion. We all have to do it.
It means he enjoyed his meal.
He enjoyed his kebabs. I got to go with the belching in public thing. Peter did a great job with that reading. So that's the dummy of the week. The guy who got ticketed for, well, the cop who ticketed the guy for burp. They're both dummies. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up here on 720 WGN. And then after the news, we'll get into a couple more of our regular features. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. You can still get your Fly Jam requests in. It's real easy, 312-981-7200, and we'll be playing some Fly Jams just a little bit later on. But right now, let's take a, boy, this is a quick break. It's a three-second break. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context.
Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm an overnight dude. We're here till 5 a.m. live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. Fly Jams Friday coming up. But right now, we get to our segment here that we love to call Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen to WGN 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
We begin with Marty. She heard this one of Dean Richards.
on one of those balls.
Okay.
Jesse submitted this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
I don't like the nuts.
Oh. I like that one. Okay.
Jesse emailed this one of you.
We'd go and get a blanket, a couple of lawn chairs, go down. Oh, brother. Dirty minds, I swear. Okay.
Never Ready sent in these of John Williams and Kim Gordon.
It's the size of a pillow. It's yeah. enormous.
Right. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's huge.
Wow. All right.
Another one of John from Scott.
I'm still fiddling.
Oh, he was doing that on location, too, at a remote. You can't do that.
And another one of John from remote from Wild Bill.
If Roe's doing it, I don't hear him.
All right.
Don from Marengo, Harold and Kathy in Antioch emailed this one of you.
I'm not going to touch it. What was I talking about?
The Blackhawks poster.
Oh, okay.
Eric sent in this one, a friend of the program, Herb Weisbaum.
Long and hard.
Okay.
Celine heard this exchange between Ro Khan and Tom Skilling.
I just had my bulb stuffed today.
Oh. Hmm? Did that hurt?
Tom is always concerned about other people and their comfort. All right.
Larry submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
There was no way to penetrate that.
Uh-huh.
Larry also emailed this one of Bill Leff.
That's a tall pekka.
What? Yeah, okay.
Tom and Lake Geneva Dan sent in this one of Violetta Podramatic.
It's got to be more in and out.
Oh, come on now. Come on. All right.
Champagne Chad heard this one of you.
I had a lot of entries this week. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Anna DeVlantes.
It's hard enough.
She sounded so disgusted. All right.
Doug emailed this one of Michael Heidemann.
Because they're going to judge you on your meat.
Whoa! Wow. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Elise Glink.
I know it's huge and it looks intimidating, but just lean right up close.
Jeez. Okay.
Harold heard this one of Steve Cochran.
I think I could give you a solid five.
That's good. All right.
Andy in Oak Park submitted this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
And it was harder than you thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
See, I get surprised Anna DeVlantes just doesn't. She's just whatever.
Right, right.
She is a little older than
you. Okay.
Tim and Peter in Buena Park emailed this of our good friend, Skip Skipley.
Uh-oh.
She only does it when she's getting paid.
All right, Skip. We'll have to notify him upon his unretiring.
Andy in Oak Park sent in this one of you.
You can always look down. You have a great view of it.
And another of you from Andy in Oak Park.
That one popped out at me like that. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay.
Celine and Brian sent in this one of John Williams.
You touch their thing up there?
What's going on with Williams, man?
About the blue flu this
What's
week,
going man? On? Yeah. All right.
Brian and Mark D. heard this one of Judy Pilak.
Let me get on that.
Okay.
Harold and Carrie submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
You want me to take my shirt off?
What the hell? All right.
Harold also texted in this one of Esmeralda.
No, just do it with your mouth.
What's going on there?
I don't even remember, but I know, like, as I said, you can kind of hear it. Yeah. Where I was like, oh, no.
Okay.
Justin and our own Esmeralda Leon emailed this one of Rob Martier.
Oh, yeah, you pull out and then it goes on the counter.
Good ear, Esmeralda. Nice job. That's funny. All right.
Paul sent in this one of you.
I like it like that. Okay.
And finally, another one of you from Matthew.
Oh, come on. That would have been hard for me. No Lou.
Yeah, he must have cleaned up his act when he's on vacation.
Oh, Esmeralda, no Lou.
It's no fair.
Man, oh, man.
He is on remote this week, so you know how he gets.
Yeah. You know how he gets. We'll take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. We'll come back. We've got Nick D's show Spies, and then it's time for Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200.
Spies.
Like us. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And this is our regular feature, Spies. Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you, the listener, listen 24-7. Whenever everybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy, jot down all the info, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
All right, our spies this week were Lake Geneva Dan, Fly Jam Bob, Doug, Rick and Kenosha, Carrie, Brian from Bartlett, Steven, Wild Bill, and Amy.
Okay.
Five clips this week.
Ooh.
All right. So Kevin Richter and Michael Heidemann were filling in for Dave Plyer, and that led to a context spy combination.
True. See, and this is the thing where, like, it's a classic debate where some people think, you know, oh, there's no difference, and gas is easier and faster, which it totally is, but there's a flavor difference.
Yeah. It's all about the flavor, especially if you're having people come over, because they're going to judge you on your meat.
It's true. It's true.
You know what? Jess, could you put that on Nick DiGilio's show?
Yeah, give that to Nick DiGilio. Straight out of context.
Not that I just said
that. Judge you by your meat.
Nice. People recognize it when it happens. It's ridiculous. Okay.
All right. A little bit later in the show, they were doing Dave Plyer's regular feature, This Day in History, and it just so happened that day in history was when the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game was first copyrighted, and they mentioned you.
Don't forget, we had our own WGN's Pete McMurray, Patty Vasquez, and Nick DiGilio singing.
They
that
all
one
did
time
it
too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the mic wasn't on. it was still an amazing experience. So, all right, cool. Yeah.
All right. Next up, Brian Noonan was talking about phrases and words you only hear in Chicago, and mentioned you at the Jewels.
This I love. Somebody from the 616 texted this in. Frunch room. Not front room, but French room. That is definitely a Chicago saying. And I've been all over the country. You never hear it anywhere else. But French room and Jewel's store. Yeah, people. I think now, I know I say it at home just to get my wife angry. I know Nick DiGilio says it all the time. And that's how Nick says it. I say it as a joke to upset my wife.
What, the Jewels?
Yeah, because she'll go, it's Jewel. And my daughter and I both say, are we going to go to the Jewels? It's not the Jewels, it's Jewel. Yeah, we know. We're not, you know. I can read.
Yeah, and well, that you. It's amazing. And Dan, you can vouch for this. Whenever I say the Jewels, a large portion of people who are listening get very angry.
I still get calls, yes.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I like to shop at the Jewels. Okay.
All right, next up, this is involving Mr. Steve Cochran and how you tend to watch shows... Or, excuse me, movies over and over and over again.
Can I just say, A, there's never a pen.
What happened
actually,
there?
I skipped over one.
Oh.
All right. So this was the other one that involved something we mentioned earlier. Bill and Wendy do their bonus hour from up here now.
Yeah.
So they come up for the seventh floor studios.
Yeah.
And she was complaining how there's never any pens in the studio.
Can I just say, A, there's never a pen in the studio.
Right.
Nick DiGilio works here all the time, correct?
Yeah.
Who else does? Podcasters and such?
They do a lot of podcasts out of here.
There's never a writing utensil. There's only highlighters. And when you do find a pen, it's all chewed up.
Right.
Okay, I have nothing to do with that. I bring my own pens, Wendy. I have about 14 pens in front of me right now. I don't need any of them. I need one. I have my 14 pens and my Johnny Carson two-sided Tonight Show pencil. The two-sided, yeah. All right. I love this studio. Okay. And one more, you said? It's
two
Cochran,
more,
right?
Two more.
Two more, okay.
Yeah. So Steve Cochran had mentioned your proclivity to watch a movie several times in the theater.
Yeah.
Andrea, how many times did you see Rogue One?
Twice.
In theater. Just once? See,
twice.
Andrea, you're not nuts like Nick where you go to see it
no,
in theater over and over again.
I appreciate it. I love it. It when you know, I used to buy the DVDs. Now you can just buy them, you know, on right off your television. But I wouldn't go see it 15 times. I saw the original Star Wars about 15 times.
What's he said? I'm nuts?
Yep.
I only saw Rogue One once in the theater.
I think he means the fact.
Oh, yeah, like Phantasm. Yeah. Phantasm over 100 times in the theater. Yeah, I understand now. I got two under my belt for Colossal and so far. I know I'm going to get see a couple more of those. All right.
Hey, Mad Max.
And, oh, my God, Mad Max. Yeah.
That was 3 in 24 hours?
Three in less than 24 hours. Yeah. 3 in 18 hours. 3 times in 18 hours on opening day. And I've seen it a few times since then. Just a few. All right. I don't even know how many times I saw Mad Max in the theater. I don't even know. When they did the re-release, when it was in IMAX, that one weekend it was in IMAX 3D, I went all 3 days the weekend. I don't even know. I can't even tell you. I've lost track of how many times I've seen Fury Road.
You should get some sort of punch card.
I should. Yeah, like when you go to a sub shop and you get a free sub at the end of watching Mad Max for the 400th time.
Yeah, you get like a War Boy chain.
Oh, man, I would love that. Okay.
And a private concert from...
From the Doof Warrior?
The Doof Warrior.
All right.
I almost said Dorf again. All right. Our final clip comes from Patty Vasquez. Speaking of seeing movies in the theater, she had a family incident, and you helped take her mind off things.
Do you know what I did the night after I had the big blowout with one of my sisters-in-law? Do you remember Nick D did The Meaning of Life? He did The Meaning of Life at the Movie Cove for the movie club. I drove all the way back from Three Oaks, Michigan. I was like, I got to get out of here. I drove all the way back for the movie club night.
You should have gone to the Journeyman Distillery over there.
Well, I stopped at Knife and Time. So that happened.
Wow. So pens and Meaning of Life both came up. Both came up. See, there's another vomit joke right there. Hang on a second. Whoa, wait a minute.
Skip Skipley was in the context. It was just like, you know.
Incredible. Boy, we had long segments there.